we're going to finish up with a little bit about testing for vitamin status. Some people will say, well, just run a blood test and see how much vitamin B12 you have, and so see how much zinc you have and all that. Now, certain nutrients are just, you can do that. You can look at the blood levels and it's reflective. Like vitamin D, for example. You can look at your blood levels of D and get a good assessment. You can look at the blood levels of A and K, so the fat solubles, and E, I'm not sure. I'd have to look into that. But for the Bs, it's just not accurate. They come and they go, and they're volatile enough that you don't catch it. So there's a number of ways that you can do it. There's a lab called SpectraCell, which actually looks inside the leukocytes, which are the white blood cells, to see the levels of these nutrients inside the cells, not just in the serum floating around, but actually in the cells. The other way for some is in the red blood cells, like, for example, magnesium. Red blood cell magnesium is the most accurate way to measure magnesium. And then there's functional tests. So for example, for B12, there's a number of things you can look at that give you a functional idea of how well your B12 status is. So you can look at MCV, the cheapest way to do it. You run a CBC, the CBC costs $25. One of the parameters is MCV. You look to see if your blood cells tend to be high, very big, you might have a B12 or a folate deficiency. Problem is you can't isolate to whether it's B12 or folate. And then the problem also is that there's other confounding factors. So you can have perfectly normal blood cell sizes because you've got a deficiency of B12 and a deficiency of iron, because iron makes them smaller and they average out to the right size. So that's not a tried and true. It's not like the gold standard of functional testing, but it gives you a clue. The other way is to look at something called MMA, methyl malonic acid. And you can look in urine or in blood. And that's a metabolic waste that accumulates when you don't have enough B12. If you have enough B12, it takes the MMA and moves it downstream. And the other thing you can look at is homocysteine, because without adequate B6, B12, and folate, your homocysteine levels build up. So it's, again, it's not specific, but you can get an idea of one or more of those maybe out of balance. And then if you're a good health detective, which is what I teach my practitioners in my program, we will look at the composite of the signs and symptoms and say, this is high, this is low, da, da, da. You know, I'm really considering that this is a B12 deficiency, and I've ruled out the B6 because everything B6 related looks good. And then the other functional test is a test called organic acids. And you can run that through a number of labs like Great Smokies or Genova, which you probably find those on directlabs.com. And there's another lab called Great Plains that you can order through. And I think you can order from them without being a licensed practitioner. It's gotten so much easier for you as the general public to be able to test yourself because the testing is available. Years ago, the only way you could get this stuff done is to go through a practitioner and then keep going to the practitioner to get retests.